The Warriors hosting the New York Knicks for a Tuesday night matchup at Oracle Arena, and it was an up-tempo game with the Warriors on the attack early as Klay Thompson delivers a game-high 43 points with 7 three-pointers. Stephen Curry with his first double-double of the season, 14 points to go with 14 assists. Kevin Durant adding 24 points, 6 boards, and 6 assists to the effort, while Draymond Green also accounting for a double-double with 11 rebounds and 10 assists. All kinds of contributions in this one as the Warriors staying aggressive and pushing the pace throughout on the way to a 122-95 win over the Knicks.
I mean, Klay's he's been doing this for a long time, so absolutely you expect him to break through, and tonight was a night where he did so.
Steve, you've known for a while that this was coming and he was capable of what he did. Do you think he's out of whatever slump he was in now that he's done it a few times in a row here?
I just don't look at it that way. You know, I didn't go in the locker room and say, great job, Klay. He had a great game. And so then there's another game on Friday and another game whenever after that. And we just go play. He's had a couple of tough spells over 82 games. This stuff usually averages out. We know who Klay is. He's done this for many years. So I just don't even think of it in those terms.
Steve, considering some of the close games you guys had recently, what significance would you attach to being able to get the All-Stars in the low 30s with minutes?
It's not really something that I'm thinking about, you know, whether they play 31 or 35, 37. I'm more interested in the quality of our play, and I thought our intentions were really good tonight. We had 36 assists and some turnovers, but all in all, I liked the effort, and it was a good win, and hopefully we can build on this.
Steve, late in the second quarter, the Knicks took a one-point lead. You called a timeout, and your team took the floor and went a 13-0 run, I think, to end the half there. What was your message to the guys at that during that timeout?
I have no idea. Just close the quarter strong. That's what we always talk about. But you know, we that's the lineup we've gone to for 3 years now to close the second quarter and the fourth quarter in a close game. So those guys, they should be able to put together a good stretch. And it had been after a pretty good start. We had a long lull there, late first and most of the second. So it's good to see them kick it into gear and take control of the game.
Coach, it seemed like it was the best defensive game so far. I mean, is that how you feel, and are you going to show film of this if y'all start to struggle defensively again?
I thought it was a good game defensively. I think we benefited from the road trip that New York is on right now. I think they've been on the road 15 days and brutal schedule, and they looked tired in the second half. I thought they made a really good push in the first half to cut into our lead and then even take the lead themselves. But I think they ran out of gas. But with that said, I thought we had some really good moments defensively too.
Steve, before the game you said it would be in the next quadrant when Cousins would be back. It has since been reported various places that will be specifically pointed towards the Clippers game in L.A. Can you confirm that? Is that what you're looking for to getting him back in
there? I think it'll happen around that time. It's not as simple as that's the game. It's somewhere in that neighborhood. Now that we're getting closer, and he's, like I told you guys yesterday, he's made some big strides the last week or two conditioning wise. So if that continues, and Rick tells us that he's ready to go, then it could be that game. Maybe it's the New Orleans game a couple of days earlier. Maybe it's the first game after that. But that's definitely the range.
All right, next up for the Warriors, a game Friday night here at Oracle Arena as they host the Chicago Bulls. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.